Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right, so this is remarkable. You know, the New York Times is writing children's education curriculums around the country. And they no longer, according to this new history curriculum, you know, count the date of the founding as 1776, but 1619, right?
Yeah.
From the first importation of the first slave. Well, here's what's remarkable about this. You know, she won the Pulitzer for the 1619 history rewrite because now you get Pulitzers only for lying. Like, so whoever lies the best gets a Pulitzer. Like, for instance... Yeah. The New York Times is refusing to return its Pulitzer.
Brings new meaning to the term creative writing.
Well, no, it really is. It's for creative writing. That's exactly it. I mean, if you used to be, you'd be a journalist, but now you're just a creative writer. And so we now have the FBI openly, you know, mocking the idea. We've got the Peter Strzok notes. We've got all of this, that those stories were real, that they had proof of collusion. They didn't. They know it. They've provided no further proof of collusion, yet they're refusing to turn their Pulitzer back in. Speaking of which, you know what the biggest story of the last 2 weeks is? The Russian narrative has completely collapsed.
Yes.
I mean, massively collapsed. The one that the New York Times won that Pulitzer for. I mean, we now know that the Russian, the quote-unquote Russian at the base of this whole thing, right? The guy who got it all started. It was the basis for the Steele dossier that the FBI and Hillary paid for in tandem. All of that in the DNC paid for in tandem. That guy, we now know he is Russian, like ethnically Russian, like he's from Russia.
Yeah.
But he's an American who works for the Brookings Institute and is on their payroll. Brookings is a very liberal think tank, probably the biggest one in DC.
Yeah.
And so you know how this all got started? We got credible information from Russian agents. No, we didn't. It got started because he went out drinking with some friends. They got smashed drunk and made this stuff up while they were drinking, like as a joke. And then Steele said, could you write it up in a dossier? And he said, okay. So he did. He admits, the FBI knows, he didn't have any contacts with the Russian GRU, which is like the KGB, but they changed the name. He didn't have any contacts. He's just a left-wing activist who happens to be, you know, ethnically Russian. But he's American. And so as a left-wing activist, he's on the payroll of Brookings. So this whole Russia collusion thing, right? All of that stuff, the FBI got four FISA applications, years of coverage by the mainstream media. It's all fake.
And there wasn't really a Russian involved.
No, there were only liberal Democrats.
Yes, exactly. Gosh.
Okay, now here's a question for you, okay? What can we do... What can we do to blow the lid off this? The media is largely, mainstream media is largely ignoring this.
No, they're not ignoring it. They're suppressing it.
Well, suppressing is wrong either. They're reporting it in a way that makes it sound like this is a conspiracy by Bill Barr when actually it's a conspiracy by them and the Democrats, right? So what could be a way that the whole country could get a look at this thing and see what a lie that it is?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a Senate Judiciary Committee?
Yes! Oh, my God, you're brilliant. You ruined my punchlines because you always know what I'm going to say.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're like my work spouse. Anyway, so yes, we could do that. We could have the drunk Russian Democrat activist who's an American. He just, you know, came from Russia. He's an immigrant. We could have him come before Congress, couldn't we? And he could tell us how he and his friends, while drinking one night, made up all the allegations that the FBI, the Washington Post, the New York Times then reported as fact for 3 years, and how those same allegations were used to lie to the FISA court under penalty of perjury. He could tell us that. It'd be explosive, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great also if we had maybe, I don't know, a senator from South Carolina that was chairman of the committee who was, you know, an honorable Republican who was
like
actually supportive of President Trump and, you know, and would get into the try to get to the bottom of all this. I mean, you know, that would be great if that were to happen.
Yeah, it's a shame Democrats control the Senate. No, wait, they don't. They don't control the Senate. It's a shame Democrats control the Judiciary Committee. No, wait, they don't. Lindsey Graham does. Subpoena him. We'll just rip the lid off this whole thing. Let's just call in. Let's let the whole country get a good look at who the Russian, in quotes, Russian source is. The guy we now know had no connection to actual Russian intelligence, but was a Democrat operative. Let's talk to him. Let's talk about the night out drinking. Let's talk about how he and his friends made this up. Let's talk about how he told the FBI that. We've got the document. Let's ask him what he thinks about what he told the FBI patently was fake. Made up. Came up with it while drinking. How's he feel? I just love to know. How's he feel about that being used by FBI agents and high-ranking members of the DOJ telling the FISA court under oath it was real? How's he feel about this? You feel used? Is he okay with it? Why don't we ask him if he knows any actual Russians, you know, like with the Russian intelligence, like they told the FISA court, one of their many felonious lies. How about that? Like, we could do that. Where's Lindsey Graham? Where is he? He's on television playing the part of a Republican. Who cares? Have you heard him lately? We're going to get to the bottom. No, sir, you have to get to the bottom of this or surrender your gavel to someone who will. Well, no, I didn't say I'd go that far. So he's out there screaming about how the documents are out, right? What would the Democrats do, Lee, in this exact situation if things were reversed? What do you think they'd do?
Oh, there would be hearings, would be nonstop on television.
And there should be.
CNN would have it and do replays overnight just to make sure that everybody saw it.
Yeah. How the Russians, how the Republicans faked a Russian narrative that Trump was under the control of the Russians, that Trump was colluding with the Russians, and how it was all made up as part of a drinking game. That'd be like wall-to-wall on television, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very effective. We watched Jim Jordan do it earlier this week. In order to get imagery of the actual violence in the riots out, he had to play a video when he knew these hearings would be going on. We could just have hearings, right? I mean, surely Facebook and Twitter can't wipe out the video of the hearings, right? Maybe they will. I don't know.
That's, confidence is not high on that one.
No. So I just want to talk to this guy. His name's Igor. Or is it Igor?
I don't know.
Call him. Subpoena him. Call him down. Let's talk to him. We'll start off by asking him if he's drunk or sober at this moment. We'll ask him about that because, boy, Lee, I have so many questions. Who put you in touch with Mr. Steele? I mean, you're a strange person to be talking to Mr. Steele, him being an intelligence agent himself. Yes. That's weird. Who put you in touch with him, seeing as you work for the Democrat-controlled Brookings Institute? How much you get paid for making this story up? You've admitted you made it up. I mean, you and your drinking buddies did while you're drunk.
Since he made it up, maybe he could be eligible for a Pulitzer Prize. Like the New York Times.
For creative writing,
exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. They ought to give him the Pulitzer. He wrote it, after all, not them. Can you imagine the humiliation for people in power? So where's Lindsey Graham? Where is he? I'm here to tell you, sir, you do not deserve re-election if you do not do this. So I don't want to see your mug flapping on Hannity. Someone should get to the bottom in daylight. And he's on there the other day. Someone should go to jail. Well, sir, you have more power to send someone to jail than just about anyone besides the president or Bill Barr. And the president doesn't have any. They wouldn't let him do it. So call him. We know it's all a lie now. Russian collusion wiped out. Never happened. It was all fake. You know what the Democrats did, I bet you? They're like, do we know any Russians? I don't know. Do you know any Russians? I don't know any Russians. Do you know any Russians? There's a guy over at the Brookings Institute who's Russian. Is there? Yeah, let's use him. How did none of this leak out? This guy has known for 3 years that everything in the mainstream media was fake about this, about the Russian conspiracy. Why didn't he pipe up? Or maybe he watched the Seth Rich thing go down.
Maybe
that was it. I just love to know why he didn't mention it. Texter writes, Igor's story would be better if he showed up drunk. Maybe. I don't. Might not be substantially different.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Do you know a judge had gagged all the officers in the George Floyd case until last week? That's a strange thing to do. Couldn't give media interviews. Couldn't even speak in a court of law about what happened. It's weird. Still haven't seen the first half, actually visually seen the first half of the body cam video because it's not out. But there is a transcript of it out. A transcript that the media is studiously ignoring. Got a text on that earlier from a texter. Why isn't anyone talking about this? Well, because what's in it? I read to you from the transcript when it came out. It's eye-opening. By the second time you're done reading through it, you just want to give George Floyd a hug. It shows George Floyd was foaming at the mouth, was telling the officers he couldn't breathe long before he was ever put under the knee. He was foaming at the mouth, he explained to the officers, because of the drugs he was hooping. That means he had inserted them earlier in the day into his rectum. He had over the average fatal limit of fentanyl in his system, and that didn't even count the meth. Folks in the transcript of the officer's body cam, these were just bystanders reported saying, dude, it looks like he's having a heart attack. George Floyd himself believed he was dying. In fact, he told the officers to please tell my children goodbye. His main point of conflict with the officers, and I think this would shock the public more than anything, his conflict with the officers wasn't that he disliked officers or thought they were mistreating him for the first half of their interaction. It was because he didn't want them to go away. He believed he was dying, again, asked them to tell him he loved his kids and to say goodbye. He begged them just please not to leave him alone because he didn't want to die alone from the drug overdose. They were going to put him in the back seat, and that was what he feared the most. He even begged the officer, okay, if you put me in the car, don't leave me alone. He didn't want to die alone. Please stay in the car with me. Officer said, no, we can't do that. Then he said, please then, don't put me in the car. Put me on the ground. That way he wouldn't be alone. He just didn't want to die alone. I mean, it's sad. Based on the now released transcript. Now, again, I'm going to get the text. Well, why would you put your knee on his neck for 8 minutes? I don't know. I can't wait to hear the defense answer that question. But the problem with the transcript is that the words excited delirium are used in it. What is excited delirium? It's a potentially deadly condition during a drug overdose. We didn't used to have this term because drug overdoses were not what they are today because we didn't have drugs like meth and fentanyl. Far more deadly and inciting to your, you know, physical system than the drugs of yesterday, which were, you know, crack, cocaine, stuff like that, heroin. So George Floyd at the time has higher than the average national lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. Again, that doesn't even count the meth. The police body cams are released, and we hear the police discussing excited delirium. Why is that important? Because according to the police manual in use at the time by the Minneapolis PD, one of the reasons you could put your knee on somebody's neck, you should put your knee on somebody's neck and do the unconscious chokehold, the goal of which is to knock somebody out, is to end excited delirium because it can cause a heart attack and death. They were trained to do what they did. Now, why would you leave your knee on someone's neck for 8 minutes? I don't know. Again, I am looking forward to getting the answer to that. But the timeline shows something else. The police called the ambulance before George Floyd ever said, I can't breathe. He would go on to say it multiple times before a knee was ever put on his neck. It was from the drug overdose. So it may puzzle folks to hear that with the release of the transcript, the officers are now pushing, the other officers, not Derek Chauvin, to have the charges dropped. Why? Because in order to sustain a manslaughter charge in that state, the state has the burden of showing that the officers knew former officer Derek Chauvin and others were going to commit a crime and intended his presence or actions to further the commission of the crime. The body cam transcript, I can't wait to watch the video. The body cam transcript shows otherwise. It shows officers having calm conversations with him as George Floyd begs them not to leave him alone. He wasn't mad at these officers. And then the officers finally making a critical decision, a tragic one. Instead of putting George Floyd into the car, potentially to die as Floyd believed he would, they put him on the ground per his request. It would be a fateful decision. So his attorneys have filed with the court. This is for, and the guy is Asian. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say his name. It's Officer Thao, T-H-A-O, saying now that we have the body cam transcript, and believe me, they're not going to release the video. It clearly shows no intent to commit a crime. In fact, it shows the opposite. They were trying to accommodate George Floyd. That the charges should be dropped because they cannot meet even the most basic requirement of this statute for manslaughter. And again, this is for the supporting officers, not for Derek Chauvin. Chauvin's charged with second-degree murder. The others are charged with manslaughter. So this was all argued out in court this week. Did you hear that? Did you hear about that? Odd. Given just the media's just obsession with Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, you'd think they'd be all over any coverage of anything that happened in court, but they aren't now, are they? That's weird. See, because if they'd covered it, you would have heard his attorney arguing all the points I just made. If they called the ambulance before he even began saying he couldn't breathe, but after he had, you know, displayed the foaming at the mouth and explained about the looping, how he had inserted the drugs into his rectum, George Floyd had, it would have been abundantly clear that the supporting officers, the ones charged with misdemeanor, were trying to help him. Kind of seems like this is a big story. It's really weird. You can't find it anywhere except like the Daily Caller. But then no one knows because they're so throttled by Facebook and social media. They're barely getting the word out on anything. Interesting, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, while we're on the subject, so much of our world is so manipulated. One of the things you'll see you can't help but miss is when you see these protesters out there protesting, we saw this in Greenville, actually, recent Black Lives Matter protests. One of the things they like to yell is, hands up, don't shoot. And that is, of course, a reference to Ferguson, to Michael Brown, and the shooting by Michael Brown of Officer Darren Wilson. It is probably one of the greatest American myths. What happened to Officer Darren Wilson? I mean, it is treated as settled fact in this country, indisputable settled fact that Michael Brown is, you know, he was shot with his hands up begging for his life. And that was, of course, because Darren Wilson was a, you know, racist. And so he was just, you know, he was shot probably in the back and his hands were up and he was begging for his life. But it didn't matter because the officer was a racist. Where's Darren Wilson? Do you know? And the officer did it, right? I mean, this is all indisputable, right? They say hands up, don't you? Where is Darren Wilson today? Do you know? Nobody knows, actually. He's been in hiding for years. He's afraid people will kill him. You mean he's not in prison? No. He was never tried? No. Well, wait, I thought the Obama administration, you know, Obama, who's black and had a black attorney general, I thought they were going to try him. No, they didn't try him. They didn't press charges? No. No, they ultimately put out a 100-page report exonerating Darren Wilson. The term they used was self-defense. Wait, the Obama administration did that? Yeah, it's old news. Read from it at the time. I repeat it often. Wow. So Darren Wilson's a free man? Never been tried by a court of law? Nope. But the family of Michael Brown had hoped to change that. Despite the fact, as found by the Obama Justice Department, that it was discovered that Michael Brown had actually attacked Darren Wilson, along with a friend. This was after the robbery you saw on video, committed by Michael Brown. Broke into the officer's car with him in it and attempted to kill the officer with his own gun. That's why Michael Brown's DNA was found on the gun. Michael Brown almost did it. He managed to discharge the weapon in the car. Despite overwhelming odds and the much larger size of Michael Brown, it is a miracle Darren Wilson survived the attempted murder. Wilson is, of course, the cop. Those are the facts laid out in the Obama Justice Department document. So there was never hands up, don't shoot? No. That was made up by the other guy who tried to kill Darren Wilson along with Michael Brown. The witnesses at the scene, almost all of whom were black, said didn't happen. America doesn't know this. But Michael Brown's family was not giving up. You're going to love this twist in this story. And so St. Louis, Missouri got a new prosecutor last year. He was just recently elected. The prosecutor is black, Wesley Bell. He was a civil rights activist before he became a prosecutor. So the family begged him, take a look again at the shooting of Michael Brown by Darren Wilson. Finally, we can get somebody who's not racist and will prosecute. Black prosecutor, folks. Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell. So they reopened the case. Happened back in 2014, but as soon as he took office, they reopened the case. In fact, it was one of the things he campaigned on, attorney Wesley Bell. And he would reopen the Michael Brown, Darren Wilson case. Man, he's going to get Darren Wilson. Finally, somebody's going to get that racist. He had a press conference this week. Bell told reporters his decision not to prosecute Darren Wilson was one of the most difficult things I've had to do. Dude! So the black-led Department of Justice under Obama declined to prosecute Darren Wilson. Yeah, they said he was innocent. He was protecting his own life. And now the newly elected black prosecutor of St. Louis says he can't prove murder or manslaughter? Uh-huh. And hands up, don't shoot, never happened. No. See, this is part of that pattern of systemic racism they keep telling us about that just it's just not there. Let me let you listen to the black prosecutor who ran for office. One of his promises, again, was that he was going to reopen the Michael Brown case and he was going to set it right. He was going to get Darren Wilson if there was a way to do it. There's no way to do it. Here's his press conference. You can hear from yourself for yourself.
People across the country had questions about why people filled the streets nightly following the shooting. This report laid them bare. Because of the significance of this case to this community, and because the family asked, I believed it was necessary to conduct a re-examination of the evidence in the case and come to our own conclusion as to whether Darren Wilson committed a crime under Missouri law when he shot Michael Brown. Our newly formed conviction and incident review unit conducted a 5-month review of the evidence, examining thousands of pages of witness statements, forensic reports, and other evidence. The question for this office was a simple one. Could we prove beyond a reasonable doubt that when Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, he committed murder or manslaughter under Missouri law? After an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove that he did.
After an independent review of the evidence, says the black civil rights activist prosecutor, we cannot convict. Can't convict. No charges. Same exact conclusion the Obama Justice Department came to. And yet they're in the streets night after night. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. It is a lie. That is why Darren Wilson has never been tried. He's never faced a jury. That's why, according to an interview with the Washington Post, Darren Wilson lives in an undisclosed location with video cameras covering every corner of his house because he's afraid he'll be murdered. Why he can't work a job because he's afraid he'll be murdered if he goes in public. Why he can't even attend his child's sporting events because he's afraid if somebody found out he was there, he'd be murdered. For what? Folks, I'm telling you, the reality we live with in this country, what we believe is real in this country, is the poison that is destroying this country, not actual reality. So, there you go. Black civil rights activist prosecutor, St. Louis. No charges against Darren Wilson. Reviewed the case again. Can't find any evidence to support murder or manslaughter. How much more do we need? Now just tear the country apart. Just make something up. Hands up, don't shoot. Sounds good. Never happened.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time for another episode of COVID Crazy, Coronavirus Insanity. Here we go, as a roundup. Americans are now visiting the New Zealand immigration website every 30 seconds on average to see if they qualify to move there, since the entire country is coronavirus free. More than 250,000 Americans have visited the site so far. They're trying to go to New Zealand. I say we ship them. Yeah, just ship them there. Please go. The mask thing is catching on. 77% of people said they'd rather shop in a grocery store that requires masks, while 15% would rather shop in one that doesn't require them. So that's the hip, hot thing right now. It's probably why those who own these stores are doing this. Did you hear Dr. Deborah Birx? What a weirdo. Saying that we need to wear face coverings, but you can decorate them. They're so cool. Yeah, I love the response of the Fox host to this, Greg Jarrett and Brian Kilmeade. You could see her body language shift because she figures they're all going to be on board. Okay, cool. Let's put on a mask because you say so. You don't even have any science. That's okay. We'll just listen. I mean, folks, you should, even the left was making fun of this yesterday. I mean, come on. It's just beyond credulity that we've been at this for 5 months and you just now mentioned to wear a face shield. Yeah, wear one. Well, why now? Haven't y'all been in your positions for like 30 years? You didn't recommend it before? Something changed? No. Listen to Birx. What a flake. Nah, it's going to be great. You'll love it. You could totally decorate them and it's going to be awesome. Listen.
You're talking about masks. People have come around to the reality of that. Are we going to look at more demands based on what Dr. Fauci has said?
Well, I've seen really great face shields, and I've seen them around the country. You know, I've been out to 14 states. The administration sent me out. I think the American people are innovative. Those are actually pretty easy and straightforward to make. Many universities and those who have printers are making face shields now. So these 3D printers can really increase that production, and I think others are making them. And they can be decorated.
So, Dr. Ball, no one's really interested in decorations. I want to know whether face shields or goggles is something we're going to hear next. Is this something that suddenly is going to become the new guideline?
This is awesome. And you can like totally decorate them. Use glitter. God, these people are nuts. Conservative Treehouse nails why this is going on. After 5 months, all of a sudden, they remember. Slap forehead. We need face shields. Decorate in glitter. Or, you know, whatever. Put Black Lives Matter. We don't care. Just wear one. It's all about mail-in voting. It's exactly what it's about. We need to look more hysterical, more frightening, more scary in public. Oh, my God. You can't even go out in public without goggles and a face mask. Gotta do mail-in voting. So we can have massive fraud. Oh, wait. I wasn't supposed to say that part. Without COVID-19 panic, he writes, Democrats cannot easily achieve mail-in voting, which they desperately need in key battleground states in order to control the outcome. As Chris brilliantly pointed out earlier this morning, this is why it's so important children not go to school, even though they are 6 times more likely to die of the flu. And we go to school during the flu all the time. If kids can't go to schools, he said, well, my God, we can't vote there. Gotta do mail-in ballots. Massive fraud. Without COVID-19 panic, Democrats can't shut down rallies and political campaigning efforts of President Trump, which they desperately need to do in key battleground states. This is all about giving the public the perception that going outside, going in public is so absolutely fraught with danger and total terror that we cannot possibly vote or hold a Trump rally. Folks, I've been telling you, I've been in a panic for a couple weeks now. Trump's not getting his message out. I mean, he is on Fox News. Turn the other channels, you'll see what I mean. Because he doesn't have good unfiltered ways to talk to the public, and that's what those Trump rallies were. He's even had to cancel the convention. He's not going to get his message out. He has to hope people remember it from last time. This is what this is all about. And without the COVID-19 panic, Democrats can't block the campaign contrast between energetic President Trump and physically tenuous, mentally compromised Joe Biden. They must have this. And so that is why, with no science, out of the clear blue, Birx and Fauci are out there saying you need goggles. What do they want? What do they want next? Full headgear?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.